looking at, I suppose, the detrimental effect that short-term rents are having on the provision of homes for people, for long-term rents in Sligo and across the country. And the report has shown that two-thirds of the properties available on Airbnb, and this is like an average right throughout the country, are actually, the whole house has been actually rented out. So, and we can do nothing about it. So I raised the motion today in how come there are, Sligo Sandhill is a rent pressure zone. So you I suppose short-term rents aren't allowed in a rent pressure zone, but you can apply for planning permission. And I asked how many people, how many plannings were applied for in Sligo County Council in the Sligo Sandhill area. So there was 11, and there was 11 licences granted, and that's to change to use, to short-term use. So I suppose for me that would take 11 houses, homes for people out of the market that's in Sligo. It's an issue there. Like there is regulation. Like since it's come in 2019, that's the amount that have been applied for change of use is 11. But if you look, like I looked at Airbnb this morning, just to check how my short-term rents are in the whole county now, which haven't the same restrictions as a rent pressure zone. That, and there was 876 on average this morning. And then I looked on DAF to rent, and there was 9 properties to rent. So like, that is crazy statistics. And every day, and I know I'm not the only councillor, that we've been met with families that are homeless, have been given eviction to quit. We've been like young people that are stuck living at home with nowhere to go.